This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details. This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details.
Sam and Lucy on FUBAR.
Evening team. We are off. Sam and Lucy on a Wednesday evening, just gone 8 o'clock. Thank you very much to the lovely new supporter and the rest of them. But us, for the next 2 hours, me and Lucy back. We weren't here last week, were we?
We were not here.
We'll get into that. But I think that's a good thing. It's a positive thing. So it's given us lots of content for today, right?
Definitely.
Welcome along. Only the second time with us in this new slot. Used to be on a Sunday evening. Didn't work for us.
Too sleepy.
We've had a long week. We go out at a weekend, just like regular 22-year-olds. And then come to do a show on a Sunday and we've got literally nothing. Like, nothing at all. So we thought Wednesday evening it might just be all a bit better for everybody. So far, this ain't working either.
Not working out, no.
I've turned up today, literally nothing again. We have nothing to talk about.
All you've turned up with is four Lucas aids.
Because they're on offer.
Mm.
Yeah, thank you to Tesco for that.
Ooh, well, name dropping all.
I don't
all
care because Sainsbury's don't have offers like that. But Tesco, yeah, I couldn't believe it. You could buy one Lucozade. We can say this. We're not on the BBC here.
Why not? That's the point of FUBAR.
Lucozade, £1.25 for one, or four for £1.75.
That's ridiculous. My Red Bull costs £1.25, I think.
Really?
Round about that much. And it's only a little one.
Because I've got four Lucozades, you can even have one.
Whoa, generous. Coming into the second hour, I'll have that.
Yeah, you can't,
it's fine, because if I... 8 o'clock.
Like, three for me will be plenty, won't it?
You're not going to sleep.
Well, I'm sure we'll.
You'll be in your little gym jams, all jittery, like, oh, I'm going to stay up and finally watch Making a Murderer.
No, I'm never going to bother with Making a Murderer.
Neither am I.
No.
I think I've pretended I've watched it to a few people.
Really? Just to carry on with the...
Well, it's when I've been talking to people that I don't know that well, and we're in a pub environment, I'm like, oh, Making a Murderer, oh, yeah, great, because they just assume you've seen it.
There's a lot of people, right, and this has been doing my head in. In fact, this should have been on my things to talk about.
Okay, write it down now, write it down.
There's a lot of people, right, who are just seem genuinely surprised, like shocked, that you won't make time to watch Making a Murderer.
I know, I don't understand that, and to be honest, I'm busy watching other stuff.
What's... Really though, what?
Happy Valley.
Okay, I've heard about this.
Come now, it's fantastic.
Is this on BBC?
Yeah, it's the same woman who wrote like Last Tango in Halifax and stuff like that. She's amazing.
Yeah, that's been recommended to me, and that same person who said, "Why are you not watching Happy Valley?" She's that type. She's somebody who thinks that the best use of my time is to be watching series on telly. It's not.
But I don't think you should judge people for that. I mean, occasionally it'll be like, oh my God, have you not seen that film? Like, oh my God, have you not seen The Shawshank Redemption?
Yeah.
Like, everyone should have seen that sort of thing.
Which I haven't.
You haven't seen Shawshank
Redemption? No, of course I haven't seen Shawshank. Do I look the type of person who's seen Shawshank Redemption?
I mean, I'm now being the person that you hate, and I'm well aware of that. But you haven't seen Shawshank Redemption?
Nope.
It's like always voted as, like, you know, everyone's favourite film, the greatest film ever. It's not. I mean, it's good, but it's not.
Yeah, but that's opinion great. Anyway, isn't it? Just not for me. I think that's fair enough as well.
Well, I don't want to be the person you hate, mate. But you need to watch Shawshank Redemption, and you need to watch Happy Valley.
Do you know what? With films, some people are like, oh, you've got to make time to watch a film. Like, I get that. That's less of a commitment than one of these series, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I just get bored by series. The one at the moment that I'm like, okay, I'll give it a go, is O.J. Simpson versus The People.
Is it good?
Is this on at the moment?
Yeah.
I'm not behind on the times, am I?
No, you're with it.
Okay, I watch it on iPlayer, but I'm not behind on the times.
Well done.
Thank you. Yeah, it's alright. It's alright. I mean,
Sam's review. It's alright.
The first two episodes really good. Third one wasn't interested. I was doing other things.
I mean, I love a series. Me, I'm okay. A real like box setty kind of person. But then I am, you know, pretty much the only person still left watching EastEnders every day.
Ah, see, well,
every day.
What about when you're here?
It's not on Wednesdays.
So this is why we're doing this.
This is the only reason we're doing it on a Wednesday, because there's no EastEnders, so I can come out the house.
See, that is a massive commitment. EastEnders every single day.
Yeah, I use it to bond with my flatmate, because it's like the only thing we watch together.
But there's loads of things you could possibly watch now.
Well, yeah, but EastEnders is great. It's fantastic. And also, it's kind of like, it's got a homey sense to it, and also it doesn't require much attention. Like, you can guess what's going to happen, pretty much.
Well, then it's a complete waste of half an hour of your time.
Oh, but it's a laugh, isn't it? It's fun. I enjoy it.
From what I've seen of EastEnders, right?
Yeah, I'm guessing it's not much.
No, it isn't much, but it certainly doesn't look like it's a laugh. Quite a serious topic sometimes. In fact, isn't that the point of it,
this
to deal
true.
With serious
it
topics?
It is very bleak and depressing, but you look at it and you're like, oh God, at least my life's better than that. I'm not pretending that, oh, I'm not pretending to be pregnant so my gay boyfriend will stay with me, even though I went out with his half-brother, who's not his real half-brother, for years.
Is that a serious storyline?
Actual storyline.
From EastEnders?
From EastEnders.
Maybe we could do that as a game one time. You come in with some storylines, EastEnders or not. Could do that.
We could give
that's
it a go.
Not dissimilar to a game I've got coming up later in the show.
Oh, really?
Yes.
That's exciting,
I know.
Guys.
This is what I'm talking about. We literally have nothing. Me and Lucy, and I hate to do this, bang on about us, but I like to make excuses for why the show's not me as good as we want it to be.
I mean, we're just a bit shit. Sorry for the swear.
No, I don't know. I do think, because I get really excited about doing the show. Of course I do.
Yeah, because you get to see me. It's the only time you get to see me because we don't hang
well,
out
no,
outside
not
of this room.
That, not that. I think no matter who I was doing the show with, I'd be excited.
Oh, so you're saying I'm not special?
No, what I mean is it's a joy to do. I think we're very lucky to do it, aren't we?
Yeah, we are very lucky. Thank you, FUBAR. Thank you, Lord FUBAR and FUBAR HQ.
Yeah, exactly.
And all the FUBAR gang.
And all the FUBAR, yeah, this is it, the FUBAR minions.
The
thank
FUBs.
You. The FUBs.
As I like to call them.
For some strange reason, they're happy to have us back. And it's a joy to do. I'm happy to do it.
Thank you, please.
But I do get a little bit stressed out when on a Tuesday, or as it was Saturday, I'm thinking I have nothing to talk about.
I mean, I sent you a list of things.
Did you?
Yeah, you didn't reply.
That was out of date, wasn't it?
No, it was
right,
a few days ago.
Do this now, then.
All right, you're going to have a look at your phone?
No, we'll do it now. This was because you texted it, not emailed. So, I mean, straight away, I wasn't taking it seriously. And wasn't it...
Oh, but email, it's not the early noughties.
Okay,
we're not in a Meg Ryan film.
No, but it has to be email, doesn't it?
Does it?
Just makes everything a bit more official.
Yeah, but I know you're always on your phone.
Right.
I know you'll actually see it. You might actually listen to my song recommendations if I text them.
No, if I've not heard of it, I don't bother. That's the way it works.
It's so annoying.
Right, no, let's do this now then, okay?
Oh, for God's
put in
sake.
Some,
I hate you so much.
Some music to make it like a menu, right?
This is how prepared we are. He's reading out a text from me on air.
Okay. So we've got, and this is how Lucy starts the text. So we've got.
I was thinking as I type.
I know, and this is the perfect music for it. Songs I sent you last time, okay? Some of those have made it. Some of the songs you sent last time are in the show.
What?
Yeah, they are.
You got... Hang on, and it's not like this trumpet music.
No.
Actual you know songs. You know I love a trumpet.
Yeah, that's why I got this music perfectly. It's for you.
Thanks.
So, we have got, yes, songs coming up from you. That they're in there. That's tick. So you say I ignore you, but that's a tick.
Ding.
Thank you. Do I have a ding?
I feel like we used to have a ding.
There we go. But the problem is, they're on the same fader, so I can't have the bed and have the ding. FUBAR engineer, if you're listening, sort it out. Other things on the list. Listener spotted.
Yeah.
With the name of the track. I'm not going to reveal it now, but yes, it's in here.
Listener
We've
spotted
got it.
The new feature, which is fantastic, which we'll talk more about later.
I'm sorting a couple of beds and we need to do a record. Okay, so that's not for air, right?
Not for air!
Right, okay, so forget that one.
Have you got
No.
Well, I think I did it quite accurately.
Let's hear it. Nothing like.
Hate you.
What else have we got? We've got my card game. Yes.
Yeah, that's yours.
Yes, and that, so Lucy now lists things that she knows are in my head because she can't be bothered to think of things herself. There we go.
So mean!
Is that right, though?
Well, I was actually just trying to piece together a show for once,
right, okay.
Rather than just coming on air and chatting nonsense.
No, but we will do that. I've still got
Sam's card game, brilliantly named.
Yeah.
Innovatively named.
No, okay.
Sam's card game.
When we get to that, we will have the chat about what should we call it.
Okay.
I still need to work out the rules as well, but we'll get to all this.
Which actually you guys can help us with, and if you do want to get in touch at any point, some of you already have, it's at FUBAR Radio if you want to tweet us. If not, you can tweet me, at Luciana Gray, or at Sam_Hutt,
yeah,
I think you are.
That's right, but I
you
won't
never
be
check your Twitter, and I rarely do,
I won't
so
be tweeting.
He won't be tweeting, I won't be tweeting.
I've got a policy on this, we can talk about it.
For God's add that to the list as well then.
Yeah, okay.
For God's sake.
Sam's Twitter policy.
At FUBAR Radio if you want to get in touch. Oh, someone has actually tweeted us, saying...
By accident, or...
Well, this is Michael, and he says, did I just hear Sam offering to share his drinks?
To listen to more of this episode, And to catch up on all of our shows, go to FUBARradio.com.